Hello, this is Dr. Tracy Marks. Welcome to my personal development podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, 2009. We are already at the end of October. Boy, how time flies. This is episode 9. Today's topic is how to build a happy marriage. A healthy marriage can be the foundation for building a happy and stable family. A strong partnership will lead to many years of happiness, but it won't always be easy. Your marriage will take work to grow in love, honor, and respect. It's true that the stats aren't so good when it comes to the success of modern marriages. However, there are things that you can do to help beat those odds. Even if things look gloomy, you owe it to your marriage to be the best spouse you can be. Oftentimes, it's your willingness to compromise and communicate that will make all the difference. Keep these four ideas in mind as you build a happy and healthy marriage. Number one, deal with conflicts lovingly. Conflicts come up even in healthy relationships. Sometimes they are petty issues, and sometimes they're major life-altering problems. Your goal isn't to avoid conflicts at all costs. Rather, your goal is to develop a way to deal with conflict in a healthy way. What are some things you can do to accomplish this? Remember, you don't always have to be right or have the last word. I always ask, what's more important, to be right or have a relationship? Another thing you can do is really listen to what your partner is saying, even if it isn't what you want to hear. And don't get into the blame game. It doesn't matter who's at fault. And lastly, be open and honest about your thoughts and feelings. The second idea has to do with making decisions. A marriage is full of many decisions. There are the small ones, like choosing your wedding reception centerpieces, although some people may argue with me that that's really a huge decision. But there are large decisions, like where you should live. A good marriage requires that you communicate effectively with one another so you can make decisions together. Remember that once you're involving someone else, it takes two to make a decision. Understand why your partner wants to make a certain decision. Don't react rashly. Take your time in deciding. And look for outside support from friends and family if needed. The third idea is to be open to change. People are constantly changing and evolving. You must be open to change within yourself and your marriage. You may be disappointed by the changes your spouse is going through, but that's exactly why you need to remain open and understanding. Talk about the changes. Keep the lines of communication open. Accept plans that change. And don't hold your partner back. It isn't healthy to resist change in yourself or your partner. And the fourth idea is to stay positive. Naturally, negative feelings are going to creep up from time to time, but you have to remain as positive as you can. This attitude will keep you calm and content. If you're feeling negative, discuss your feelings with your spouse. Strive to remain positive when discussing your expectations. And remember, setbacks happen, but you should never question the foundation of your marriage and love. Remember how you felt when you first got together with your partner? There were definitely little things that you said and did that expressed your love to your spouse. Sometimes it's easy to get so comfortable with your partner that you forget to express your love in these little ways. In the end, there are obviously situations where you'll need to compromise. Things will not always go your way, but the truth is, this will be the case in every relationship you'll ever be in. Your communication and understanding will be the key. As long as you give yourself fully and completely to your spouse, your marriage will be filled with many joys and good times. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great week.